And we're back.
Episode number 63 of Black and a Half.
Three.
All right. I am Silas Lindenstein.
I'm Manny Martin.
And this is Black and a Half, our weekly podcast where we interview some of the finest, best-looking men in no. we interview all sorts of creative people around the globe, mainly based in Seattle. But
if you think you're interesting, email us.
Yeah, and we'll be the judge of that.
There you go.
Today on episode 63, we have a local Seattle comic extraordinaire, Chris Mejia.
Yeah,
he's a badass comic.
Yeah, he's been in the game for a little while here in Seattle.
He's starting to headline everywhere.
Originally from Florida, Phillies fan.
Yeah,
no, Philadelphia.
No, he's a Philadelphia Eagles
fan. That's right. Sorry, yeah, completely different.
Yeah,
yeah.
And we had him on just the. We chatted a lot about comedy. We chatted about
parenting.
Yeah, he's not a parent.
No, he's not a parent, but he definitely gave you some advice on.
Yeah, I'm gonna follow his now. I think he might be my kid's godfather now.
There you
I
go.
Might be there.
Yeah.
We discuss his racial identity.
Yeah,
which is it's a mystery.
Yeah, it's a mystery.
It's like it's like a
you'll
onion.
To,
you just take the layers off
in order to find out exactly what he is.
Yeah. But again, hey, thank you so much for listening to the show. You know, and there's some new rules on Facebook about what we can say and how to share it. We really depend on you to share on Facebook. And really, the number one thing, though, if you could go rate us on iTunes, because there's some things we're trying to do to get into that we need iTunes ratings for. So go in, rate on iTunes. And, you know, give a good rating, hopefully.
Yeah. Do us a favor. We'll do you a favor.
Yeah. Tell a friend. Pass a favor on.
There you go.
There's favors we could do. We know people.
Put that karma out there in the universe.
That's right. What have you done for me lately? Today's episode is brought to you by Distraction. Clearing the roads since the iPhone was invented.
Yep.
And also, please... take a look at if you want to shout out to Skyline Properties. Thank you for the space. Skyline Properties, a Seattle real estate company that I work at. So if you're interested in buying or selling a home, go to silasgetsreal.com and shoot me an email. And we can get out there and I could shop you for help find a nice place for you to maybe find you a nice man cave that you can listen to the Black and a Half podcast.
Yeah, a new like nuclear cellar, and also I also
shelter/
man cave, and also you know if you're tired like me of having upstairs neighbors that are playing football all day,
yeah.
Or you know kids screaming next to you, yeah, a house is a great investment.
This was the best football season I've had because we moved into a new house and we didn't have neighbor downstairs that was yelling because I could never do the TiVo.
Right.
I couldn't pause the DVR to go do anything because I would hear him
screaming
and so I'm like I always
so
had
to
watch him live
it. Or I'm gonna have to come watch it with you.
Oh, it's nice. I love a quiet place.
Yeah.
So hey, yeah, so basically listen, subscribe to this, and yeah. And hopefully we're going to get some more authors out here soon, mixing it up. But right now, we got episode 63, Chris Mejia.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by.
I posted on Facebook that I was asking for a device in our backyard. I want to put like a raised garden. Like I want to grow like vegetables.
So
you don't have to put it in the ground. So you like make a raised bed.
So it's like a pot that's off the ground and it has
kinda, like
it's
soil. Wood container.
But
it's like
not
4x8. It's not in the ground.
Okay.
Yeah. So I posted like, hey, does anyone know of a device that I can measure like the sun? And you know, and of course I get like your eyeballs and like, hey, you're, and my mom's like, it needs to be sunny all day and gets on there. And I'm like, it's fucking 2019. Isn't there an app I can just stick my phone out and measure? And I do get the point that I'm like, I could just go out and look and everything, but I feel like I've become so spoiled.
Yeah.
Like with devices to do things for me.
Social media, or not social media, but just apps in general have like made us lazy as human beings.
I got pissed the other day because I had to close the blinds.
I saw that post.
Because I was like, oh, I just say Alexa good night and all my lights will turn off.
Am I allowed to talk?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know, because some people are like, hey, we're going to do some stuff and then we're going to bring you in. But okay. I wasn't paying attention. Why are you trying to measure the sun?
Because I want to grow vegetables in my yard, so I need to know where.
Oh, you know, you can just get them at the store, right? Like, you don't have to buy them. Like, you don't have to grow them yourself.
It's so much cheaper.
Is it?
Yeah.
See, you know what my fear is with that shit? Like, I'm not a horticulturalist, but I feel like I'll poison myself by accidentally, like.
With what? How are you going to. With a zucchini?
Put too much, like, fertilizer in the ground. I don't know.
Well, like, why are you trying to save money so much that you're like, yo, you want vegetables, but, like, 3 months from now?
Yeah.
Like, no, I want it right now.
They taste better. They last longer.
Yeah.
I feel like if I showed up to dinner at your house, like, all right, man, hey, we're baking a chicken. It's not going to be available 3 years from now. So I hope you're not that hungry.
I mean, I guess it is cheaper, but
have
at
you
the
never
same time.
Had a garden?
My mom used to have a garden. And, like, that's why I hate gardens, is because she used to make my ass get out there and do all that.
Yeah,
like,
that's trauma right
there. Yeah, exactly. Get all these invasive weeds out.
We didn't have one with my ex until, like, our last, like, 4 months together.
Right.
But we put one together and put it out there. But actually, I couldn't believe how much food came out of it.
No, I'm sorry. I'm laughing because it's like, we didn't have one until our last 4 months. Like, the garden was going to save the relationship.
There's a little truth to that.
Brittany told me that a rhubarb is the best way to reinvigorate the love.
It's actually funny because I thought, like, oh, we're doing this together. This will help. Like, and then this will be a metaphor for our relationship growing.
We're growing it from the ground.
Yeah. But the veggies lasted longer than the marriage did.
Damn.
But
so shout out.
Shout
out to the divorce out here.
You grow so much food. Like, right. It doesn't stop. It's crazy. So I wanted to do that. And also it's fun with teach the kids how to do it. And look, we're going to hit an apocalypse. Y'all better learn how to grow food.
Right, no. It's definitely a skill.
It's not even a skill. It's not that hard. You just have to plant at the right time.
It sounds like a lot of work.
Here's a May plant. Whatever.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Because you can't do that shit like year round, huh? Certain things only grow.
Right.
So I mean, I took a plant like bio, like, 230 something that was like all about plants, and I was like, oh shit, you can only get these during this time because you had to like collect plants throughout the.
I just don't know what, like, I don't know if a spot in my backyard gets sun all day or not, and I just wanted to, like, is there something I can toss out there and find out?
Part of me wonders though, like, could you almost have like artificial light to help grow things?
Yeah, you can do that.
I mean, it might be more work, I guess, but
like. Yeah, what, bring it indoors?
Yeah, but Silas wants to do it all natural.
Outside.
Yeah.
What am I going to
look at me. I'm growing vegetables all natural. Are you sunlight?
Here's the thing. Okay.
I'm going to make some eggplant and a bunch of other, like, inflammatories, and I'm going to give them to Chris to make his lupus flare.
What an asshole.
Joke's on you. I don't eat eggplants.
Let me ask you this, though. Like, let's just be honest. 100%.
What?
Who in your household is going to help you? It's just going to be
nobody.
You.
Yeah, it's going to be me.
Exactly.
The kids will come out. They'll like the water. Okay. They'll think that's fun.
Okay, there you go.
They'll do that.
Also, you're saying, like, hey, it's good. It's important to grow this stuff for, like, the apocalypse. But whenever people say that, like, hey, you need to notice because you never know when things are going down. Why are you assuming you're not dying in the first wave?
Yeah, you're very optimistic.
Because I know how to grow stuff. People need me. Because y'all be like, oh, we better save Silas. He knows how to grow food.
I'll be real. When I get a house, I want, like, an underground, like, bunker. I don't know why. Like, I just really want, like, a man cave that I know is, like, just, like.
Like a more difficult to get into man cave?
Yeah, totally. Like, I just want
to. It started as a nuclear bunker, and now I just keep my comics.
Because what was the movie? What was the one with all the, like, aliens took over, and you didn't know if they were hallucinating John Goodman was in it?
John Goodman
was in it, and he like kept them in there in the
shelter. The Cloverfield one. Yeah.
You haven't seen that? Oh, no. Dude, it's so good. Okay, you got to watch that one. I won't ruin it.
And I saw there's the Cloverfield Paradox.
Paradox was kind of bullshit. Was it
bullshit?
That was on Netflix.
There was another one?
Yeah, it was on Netflix, but it was like how the Cloverfield thing happened and how like, I mean, there's a scene where this guy is like trying to fix the ship. And his arm gets like stuck in these electronics, and then all of a sudden his arm is like crawling around the ship. It's yeah, kind of creepy shit. Hmm. So whatever.
Somebody, Andy, comic. She told me about I can't remember the name of it now. We were talking about horror comedies.
Okay.
I was saying like it's kind of hard. I was like, it's really hard to make a horror comedy, and then everyone started rattling off all these horror comedies, and I was like,
"Yeah, what horror comedies?"
I actually was legit a couple days ago, because I'll go on these binges where I'll just randomly remember a movie or like see something about a movie, and then just like rewatch clips of it.
Oh, hell yeah.
At work, and it was Cabin in the Woods.
Oh,
okay. Did y'all ever see that? Whether that was like. I wouldn't consider that a comedy though.
So give me the synopsis of Cabin in the Woods.
You haven't seen Cabin in the Woods?
Is that the one with the
Joss Whedon where it's a Joss Whedon film and
it's like
seems like a typical horror movie and
it's not a ha 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 comedy.
Right.
It has funny moments for sure. Okay. And I think the movie is funnier if you understand like how campy horror works or the typical things that horror, because it's one of those, it's parodying horror movies,
right?
But not in the standard parody, like it's parodying a horror movie the way parody should be done, which is making a horror movie that is self-aware.
So like Happy Death Day to You is like
that's a good comedy.
That's a comedy
that's
horror.
That's a
right?
comedy horror.
Okay,
that's fucking such a good movie. I want to see the sequel.
Right.
Because I didn't even know that movie existed because I probably saw the poster of it and just thought it was another shitty movie. But then when the second one came out, I'm like, I guess they made a sequel. Yeah. But then I saw the commercial to the second one. I'm like, oh, I like this concept.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is a sequel. So the first one's good?
Oh, yeah. First one's great.
Okay.
I always watched it because my daughter and I watched it because it was also a PG-13 slasher. And I was like, how
that's
the hell
rare.
Are you doing that?
That's really rare.
And so, and they pulled it off. I think it is both scary and it's
was
funny.
Hollywood funny? Like, oh, we don't need to show titties in a slasher movie?
They basically did.
Oh. Weird. Are we sure? We don't want to show titties. Let's just show titties just in case. We'll put it on the DVD.
We'll do the unrated version of this shit.
I heard the it's where a podcast helps sell a movie because I was listening to not the Nerdist, like the ID10T,
okay,
it is, Chris Hardwick, and he had the actress on there from there, and I listened to her and she made me want to watch the movie.
Okay. That's how I watched Cabin in the Woods because I used to listen to Doug Loves Movies a lot, and they wouldn't shut the fuck up about Cabin in the Woods, and finally I was like, fine, I'll watch this movie. It's not in the theaters where I live because I live in Redneck Florida and you know we're not doing like the artsy shit,
right.
So I bootlegged it. I'm like, oh, this is a good movie.
Damn.
And I liked it.
Okay, let me ask you this. What was it like growing up in Redneck Florida?
It was dope. No. it's definitely is one of those, like, it's funny because in fact shout out to a homie of mine who lives in LA, JV Ball. He's another comic, super funny. Okay. Dude, he has a joke about it where like when he moved to California and he tells people that he's from Florida,
right,
people act like as if he escaped
war
zone and he's a refugee. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how it feels when people are like, oh, it must have been really racist and it must have this and that. And it's just like, yeah, but...
It was like a norm.
It was just like and it wasn't like Selma racist.
Yeah.
It was just more, it was more like you got along with rednecks and then they just hoped that politics never came up.
Yeah,
That's basically what
right.
it was.
Okay, that makes sense.
Like, thank God I wasn't living in Florida during the Kaepernick years or else that would have been hard. Because I'm pro Kaepernick.
Yeah, yeah.
But like any single time I came back home, I remember one time I made the mistake of, because I'm an Eagles fan.
Yeah, yeah.
And I told my brother, I'm like, yo, Chip Kelly got fired from the Eagles. He's like, yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Him and Kaepernick can both go to hell. And in that moment, I was like, not worth it.
Yeah.
not worth it. We're not gonna go into it. Let's just move on.
Bro, it's so crazy. Yeah, it's funny because it's like I grew up in Kent. And everybody was like super chill for the most part. But then it's like now that I'm like X amount of years removed from like high school and all that shit. Like, if you post something political online, some of these dudes jump in. Like, I'm like, I don't even remember you from fucking high school. And they're like, well, you're fucking wrong about this, that, and Kaepernick. And I'm like, I don't even know who the fuck you are.
I can't even believe how many racists follow Manny.
Yeah.
Like,
dude, it was
like, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like,
that's
like,
why never
are these
post
new?
Anything that could be
political.
Political, right. Or like polarizing like that. Unless, like, those people don't follow me on my Twitter. So right. I'll retweet stuff, but I won't say it. Mm-hmm. But like on Facebook, I just keep it very neutral because it's one, like, I never, people who want to argue on Facebook always have the time.
Right.
And I never have the time.
Yeah.
And like the other thing too is that I feel like when you post something about politics and someone argues with you, even if they're wrong, like even if you know they're wrong,
100%,
they have more incorrect facts
they
on
do.
Deck.
Seriously.
That you can't argue with them because it's just like, it's like, for example, like, oh, hey, like, isn't it kind of weird that like, Trump looks a little this and that during the investigation? And if people are like, oh, yeah, well, Hillary gave a hand job to an alien. You're just like... Like, that's wrong, but I don't have facts
to prove that you're wrong.
Like, you should just know that you're wrong, but I don't. It's like one of my fears is getting in an argument with a flat earther.
Yeah.
Because I know they're wrong, but I don't know enough about science
to know that I'm right.
To prove that I'm right.
Right.
So what's even scarier is not that I'm like me finding out I'm wrong or anything like that, but more of losing an obvious argument to someone who believes the earth is.
I'm there with you 100%. Like, sometimes I swear to God, I will be debating somebody online and I'm just like that, where I don't know if I have enough facts to prove it to them,
right?
But I know that I'm right,
right?
But I'm just like praying to God that please Silas, please Matt Leonard jump in and just fucking back me up and just
someone who's smarter and also has the time.
Well,
that just I have the Google Doc open with all the links to the references and I'm just like, no, this one, here's let's go to this doc.
Dude, that's the hardest thing, because right now, like with global warming, it's I don't understand why people would fight scientists. Like, they're putting their whole career on the line saying, global warming's fucking real. And all these people are like, well, it said here that blah, blah, blah. And this is, you know, it's all that right wing, like, think tank shit. It's like they changed climate change to global warming and then all this other stuff to change names and make people feel some kind of way. But I don't have enough proof, you know, like, and literally I'm at work when this shit is happening. So, like, I come back and there's like 50 comments. And then I'm trying to, like, look at what comments to, like, even respond to.
You know, I joined a Flat Earth Facebook group to do the movie that I did because I wanted to learn how to argue about it. And also, the first, it's the scariest group that, it's the second scariest group that I'm in. Josh Chambers put me in this weird.
Well, any Facebook group you're in with Josh Chambers is pretty scary.
Oh, he goes to all the, what did he call it? I forget the...
shout out to Josh. I hate and love you.
He goes into all these conspiracy groups joins them, and sometimes he comments, but I'm like too scared of them to say anything. I just read them, like, it's good for me to be aware these people exist, right? But the Flat Earth group, I was like... These people are nuts, but most of them also all follow certain agendas too.
Yeah.
But I'm reading them, and they post something, and I'm like, "Well, no, that's not right." How do I? I don't even know where to start. Like, well, it's just not. And then I like start Googling how like, I'm not gonna say anything in here because one, I was in there just to read, but I was like, okay, I'm not going to let myself get pulled into this by, like, worrying. So I'm like, I need to know that the science on this, because I need to know that. But I'm like, there have been a couple things I'm like, I don't know how to prove it besides I know it's wrong. Right?
Dude, it's so hard for me because it's like, I follow the news, like, almost religiously. Whereas, like, motherfucker, I show up every day just to watch, like, Rachel Maddow. Like, she's, like, basically a part of my family. Like, it's like, if she was straight, I would try to date her. You know what I mean? Like, but... Literally,
I want her closet.
Right,
she has good she style. I ain't gonna lie. Like,
when you see her, just like her stuff that she doesn't wear on TV, I'm like,
I liked her before she got contacts, man.
Really,
I liked the why'd she. I felt like she lost the glasses to glam up or something.
Yeah, I feel they, I like nerdy.
No,
like
it's because deep down we know that, like, as glasses wearers, that, like, we're, like, not full citizens. Like, we're part. Because it's that common truth where it's just like, oh, the girl in school wasn't cute until she took off her glasses. Now she's just hot all of a sudden. And it's just like, why are glasses that ugly? And then now that glasses are becoming fashionable, mm-hmm. it's like, fuck you, fakes, with your fake glasses. You didn't have to go through the years of being called four eyes, which, for the record, terrible insult. Of course I have more eyes than you. That sounds like a superpower, you idiot. Yes, I can't ride roller coasters with them on. That's where you should have. That's where the insult should have been.
Are you serious? I didn't know that shit.
Well, because they'll fall off.
Oh, yeah, yeah, strap. Yeah, okay. I have to have straps on.
Okay.
And the straps.
Yeah, I wanted to get pussy, though. I didn't have the straps on. Did you have the straps?
No, I love. Well, now I carry them around just in case I go on, like, when, well, I go to Disneyland, just for the ride.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, so it's all over. But
totally. Well, no. And more in the sense, once you're a parent, like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Well, I always hated. I remember going on rides.
Yeah.
And I take my glasses off.
You can't even
see. I
can't
see anything.
Just a blur as long as I don't around. Look.
You ever ride a 3D ride that has too much motion for you to wear your glasses? So you're just. Not only is everything blurry, but it's like blurry in 3D where you're just like, I don't even
know what's coming at me.
I don't even know what the fuck is
hilarious.
Happening.
Hilarious. Oh my
That's
God.
That's also a hate crime. 3D movies to glasses wearers, because then you have to put on two sets of glasses.
It's awful. Wow. It's awful.
Serious? Damn, I didn't know all the pain.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's what I mean.
What about like lazy eye people? Does it even work for them?
You knew Mike Cummings.
Yeah,
you couldn't see. You couldn't
okay,
go
I didn't
to
know if that was real.
Them.
I thought
no,
it was
no, you can't. It doesn't. Yeah.
That's Damn, fine. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Though Gretchen,
is everything not in 3D? Is the world flat to him? Is he a flat earther?
I'll ask Gretchen. She's
lazy. She's
lazy. Yeah. It's not as severe as Mike's. Mike's yeah, yeah. like moved around like it had its own thoughts. Right.
I love Mike.
Gretchen just gets tired.
Yeah,
just like go to sleep.
Is his elder eye like when you're playing a cooperative game with a random? And you're just like, all right, let's loot this room. Why is the other guy in the other dungeon? We're not even.
Oh my God, like a hilarious.
I wonder if we can't do VR then.
Ooh, that's sad because I love VR.
Because yeah. Gretchen can do VR. She just doesn't because it's
can you
too
do VR?
Intense.
Yes,
without the glasses or
with both.
With both, okay.
It's a little
which,
more clear.
What do you do?
So I'll keep system? My glasses on, and it's not too bad. Like okay. I think VR headsets.
Which
now,
system though?
I don't own any, but like
when
whenever like there's like a PAX or the Microsoft Store at University mm-hmm. Village, they have a VR set that you can play around with. So I'll go in and act like I really want to buy a Surface for like 30 minutes, and then I'll be like, hey, can I try to do that? Because they know when I'm coming in, that's what I want to do.
Because they're the sample guys.
Yeah.
And like they can't, like if that's what I want, they can't say no, like right. they have to, but exactly. it's one of, I don't want to be rude.
Totally.
So it's just like I'll act like I'm going to buy something.
That's right.
But then I prefer the Vive. I think the Vive feels more high tech and cool, but the Oculus is still pretty dope.
The Sony one, from my understanding, was the only one designed with that the people will have glasses probably.
Really? Oh, like
so
the PS4 headset?
Yeah, so it's big enough so that if you wear glasses, not to,
I've
don't,
noticed
they
that
say
it's
don't
really
take them
big.
Off.
It's like, well, here's something interesting. PS5's coming out. I guess it's going to be compatible with...
In a year.
Yeah, but it's, I guess the VR is going to be compatible with it. But anyways, yeah, I have noticed that there's just this big gap in between. I mean, you could still wear it on your...
But I had to take them off when I tried the Oculus ones
at
the mall. They said, yeah, take them off. And so it was a little blurry. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was actually surprised how much I could see, but I mean, I guess it's right there, but it doesn't see.
Yeah.
So it is a little blurry, but that's why I ended up partly with the PlayStation.
Yeah.
Also because there's a Star Trek game came out.
I have Xbox. And like it's actually funny because like growing up I was a huge gamer because
mm-hmm.
I was just like a nerdy kid and none of the kids in my neighborhood were my age. So it was either hang out with kids younger than me and basically have to babysit or hang out with the kids that my brother was hanging out with, but then they're just being dicks to me.
And
so
they
it was just
let
like,
you play.
Yeah, shit, so I just stayed at home and played. And then now like I'm still like a gamer, but I just don't have the time.
I've noticed that like I just like as much as even when I do have time, it's just like I feel like the energy it takes to like even get going mm-hmm. with the game. It's like I hate that I have to start at level one and build all the way fucking up. So like what was that game that we loved? The one with the dinosaurs or that was like electronic stuff and
oh,
she was
Horizon?
Like, yeah, Horizon Zero Dawn. Amazing game.
Yeah, I heard
but
it's amazing.
It took a while to get into it and be like, fuck, okay, I don't have
Like when I was little, when they would be like, this game has hundreds of hours of content. I'm like, yeah. Now I'm like, this sounds like work.
Oh,
yeah,
you know what? What got me with this game, I hadn't played a game like this in a long time.
Yeah.
That it had these things called errands to do.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I need 20 stones.
Go get the mail from.
Like, what? Yeah. And so first I'm doing it, and then I'm like.
That's every MMORPG.
Yeah.
I started doing this and going back, and they're like, oh, well, here's some coins. And I was like, bitch, that's all I'm getting. Wait, this isn't advancing the story? And that's when I found that it was called an errand, and I don't have to do it for the story.
Yeah.
It's just something to do. I was like, well, this is bullshit. I'm skipping these
errands. That's a hard thing. Like, I just got, I've had it for a few months, but I've only played, like, maybe an hour, like, not even an hour of it. What is it, Red Dead 2?
I haven't even played it yet because I know it's one of those you get sucked in, and it's just like, well, I don't have time to get sucked in.
Yeah, so. Roy Wood Jr. was telling me, he's like, Nick, you got to play this, man. And then he was like, I'm already like X amount of hours into it. And I'm like, fuck, that sounds like a lot of work.
I just read something. There was a little article. I didn't want to read too much to spoil it, but like there's some character that you're supposed to find in the film. Apparently no gamer has found it.
Really?
Like, this is a character that nobody's able to find.
In Red Dead.
The world's so big that people just haven't found this one guy.
Yeah, I mean, there's literally, like, Mexico in this game. You know what I mean? It's like, shit. Like, I don't even... There comes a point, like, it was all about open world maps, right? You're like, damn, we could go anywhere, we could do anything.
And then you're like, oh.
But now it's just like, fuck, I'm one person, I can't go.
This real time? Like,
yeah.
The United States?
Seriously.
Like,
I used to think, I would be like, dude, it'd be so cool if, the buildings were real and you could go in the buildings,
yeah,
go to every room and shit. And then all of a sudden you're thinking, you're like, no, that's like too much space. Like, people could hide from you, all kind of shit.
I remember when I was little, my friends and I were like, yo, what if like technology advanced where in Grand Theft Auto you could do this? And they're saying stuff like, what if like you could go in the buildings or you could do this and that? I'm like, yeah, what if you could like roll up the windows in your car?
Yeah, you just wanted the little things. You know what I mean? I was like, why do I got to bust out the window to shoot, do drive-bys in the like Grand Theft? But I don't know. Like, now it's, I feel like it's getting too complex, but I mean, maybe kids like it. I don't know. I do feel like, what's the most popular game right now?
Like Fortnite.
Fortnite, right?
Fortnite's,
and
like,
it's
super
pretty
popular.
Basic, right? I mean, it's just shoot.
My 12-year-old. She loves these games on like
on
where she liked it on the Kindle, where she like just move. Now she plays on. I took the Kindle from her.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like, I'm talking about the one where you could like jump and the guy the running from the. What was it? The
Temple Run.
Temple Run. Yeah.
Oh, she did that. Yeah, okay, she definitely played that. I had to take the Kindle from her. I found out she was caught her watching movies.
Oh, I did not think that's where that sentence is going.
Yeah, if she was a boy, I'd be like, ooh, we were all there.
No, she was watching like Big Liars.
Lebowski. Oh, Big Little Liars,
yeah.
Or whatever, which is on HBO.
So
and
she was
like,
watching like more adult shows.
I was what the hell? And it was more that it was The Secret. And she was like on episode 9.
Wow.
So she had been doing it for a while. Like, man. I was like, wow. So I'm like, I don't even know when you're getting this back.
Yeah.
It's been
she's
like
still watching
months.
It, but it's like, at least have the decency to be more discreet about it.
I was almost more upset about that. I was like, you could have hid this.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You didn't. And I'm embarrassed.
Yeah. Because there's always shit that your kids are going to do.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Totally.
You don't want them to do, but they're going to do anyways. But it's like, you just want them to do it discreetly.
Yeah, totally.
It's like, I'm assuming like how it is with like having kids and porn. Like, you know that they're looking at it.
Exactly.
You just don't want to catch them.
Yeah, it's like, don't walk around the house with one sock off.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like,
It was like 2 a.m. I was in the bathroom and I heard like noise.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what? Sounds like a TV.
Yeah.
And so I check in her room and it's playing. Like, she had fallen asleep with it.
Shit.
And it was just playing there. And I was like, so I woke her up, like, you're watching TV.
Yeah.
So like, I'm taking this. She's like, okay.
You know what the hard part about this is? Is he has programmed that child, like, to love film and to be curious about different stories. So it's like, could you?
Could
I really be mad at?
Yeah, man. Most parents are upset that their kids are watching too much Paw Patrol, and you're over here like, my kid's watching Pretty Little Lies.
It's pretty adult.
It's a pretty adult thing.
She had the thing to listen to music. She had insisted that she was telling me she had trouble going to sleep, and needed music, and it would help her.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, gave into that, even though I was like, you know, science says no that you shouldn't be doing, but like, okay, well, I'll go with this. And she was supposed to be using it to calm down.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that she was then turning on Netflix and then just watching TV.
Right.
And, it also bugged me is that she'd be dragging ass in the morning getting ready because she's too tired.
Right.
And I was like, how are you too tired? And it's about, because you're up all night watching TV.
She's too tired because your daughter's trying to catch up on The Wire.
Exactly. So then I was like, well, it has to be punished, even though, like, I'm like, well, Yeah, the worst thing about
yeah
for me being a parent is punishing her for stuff that I did or right. I know I did. My parents tell me about the time they woke up
yeah
and saw me walking across the door
yeah
carrying a television. They realized
did you sleepwalk?
I had been. They thought they weren't. They think I was sleepwalking, but they yeah. weren't sure. My mom was thought it was weird that I had been
yeah.
like talking about monsters a lot lately.
Okay.
And then they followed me when mm-hmm. I did this and watched me plug in the TV
right.
and turn on, and I was watching like a monster movie. Like this there was a late night monster show. Because there was only like
yeah.
it was back when there was 12 channels or something mm-hmm. I could look at. So like they realized every night I must have been going, getting the little TV, because it was, you know, it was just the size of yeah. a little computer laptop.
Right.
And bringing it in my room, watching it, and must have brought it back in the, like, yeah. after I was done to mm-hmm. watch it.
Dude.
And so I was like, that's why I was like, how do I punish her too hard? I did it.
Right.
But I have to.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a foul in soccer. Like, if someone yeah. says, if the kid says, fuck you to
yeah,
somebody,
you gotta give him a yellow card.
I have to kick you out.
You give him a red card.
I have no choice.
Yeah, that's
like it's a literal league rule.
Oh, okay.
This kid told, and I'm like, I didn't get in trouble. I actually gave him a yell, but told him just to leave the
yeah
because it was a playoff game. But he like the parent said something. He's like, well, fuck you. He didn't say it to me.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't say it to the kids.
Yeah.
But he's not supposed to interact with them. But I did find out later I was yeah. supposed to red card him. But I was like, I'm like, dude, I can't.
That's yeah. why if I ever have kids, I hope they're into video games. So then that way when they act up,
right.
what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell them to invite all their friends over.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to beat the shit out of them in Halo. just like no mercy. It's Slayer. I got 49 kills. He's got 2. I told him I wasn't going to do the new plasma pistol battle rifle combo. I'm like, nah, bitch, this is my house. My rules.
Oh, man.
I had to tell Gretchen to yeah. stop. I was like, let me do the punishment.
Yeah.
She's, you know, as a stepmother, like, it's, you know, I want to keep
oh,
relationship
yeah, there's
a certain
always.
Way.
Yeah.
But also, the thing was, she would tell her no mm-hmm. TV for so long. And I'm yeah. like, okay, that means I can't watch TV.
Okay, and we all watch it together?
Well, because we have the one TV. And like, and there was like some shows like, well, okay, we're trying to catch up on Flash.
You got a backyard, but one TV?
Huh? No, we yeah. have two.
Oh, okay.
Now
okay.
we have two. But
do you have one in the bedroom?
No.
So we do, and like my wife was like against it, and
yeah,
she was like,
my
I
wife
love
is against
the
it.
TV in the bedroom. It is the
wonderful.
Best thing ever.
Saturday mornings when you're too tired to get up,
that's what
but
I'm
you
saying.
Still want to watch something.
Right? Just chill.
I was like, we can't have TVs, but we both had like our
right.
iPads out watching our own shows. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's this right. is okay.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting that you brought that up. So I have multiple friends who are, you know, they're divorced families and they mm-hmm. can't, you know, now they're married.
Shout outs
broken homes. Shout outs to broken homes. We all been there. But
love you, mom.
Seriously. But it's interesting to see the parenting dynamic where it's like, I don't want you to say shit to my kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but what, like, okay, so trying to think of not how to like just put them on blast, you know, by name. But so we were actually just over at Easter dinner. And it's interesting that like one parent and their kid versus like the other parent and their kid, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like they can't really talk to the other one without the other parent jumping in like, hey, this is my kid. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's weird. Have you ever, I mean, you never had to experience that, but like, do you ever get defensive of like Sierra?
Sometimes I'm like, well, okay. In our house, more it's that Gretchen's gone all day,
right?
And then comes home, and she's only there like she's only like with the kids awake for like an hour or two,
right?
And then she starts to try to like, oh, you need to do, and I'm like, you just got here.
Yeah.
I got this handled.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like sometimes I feel like because she's not there, she wants to like she has to overdo it, and I was like, it wasn't that bad. I wouldn't
yeah.
have a fit about this. Like let's just.
I feel you.
Chill out.
And sometimes you think it could be like maybe work related stress bringing it
could
home.
Could be, yeah.
yeah.
But yeah, I think it's making up for time not there too. But we did talk.
Well, it's
a
like
while.
You know how you show up to a party, you know you're gonna leave early, so yeah. you just like you just do something that everyone's gonna remember, and then you're just like,
oh, yeah.
yeah. Then like, I only stay 30 minutes, but everyone thinks I was there the whole night.
Exactly.
Book children's books are mm-hmm. about raising them say that if you're a step parent you should be really careful about you will bring resentment
mm.
It's easy to bring resentment if you do the punishments
right
they recommend that all punishments go through the biological one
right
the difference with Sierra doesn't remember a time that Gretchen wasn't there.
Right.
So it's a little different of a relationship, even though, like, she has her mom. So we are careful about.
Totally.
You know, and I hate to bring it on me, like, well, when your father gets home, it's going to be rough.
Right.
But sometimes it does need to be that.
Yeah.
With the, it's certainly not that way with the little ones.
Yeah, yeah.
That they.
But it is interesting. I'll tell you this. So
they don't listen to her though,
right? this one family. So the guy's son is like 16, got in some serious like legal trouble, right? But it almost feels like he's trying to be his kid's friend, and so is the kid's mom, right? So it's like neither of them say shit to him. But then it's like you got the stepmom who's trying to check him and put some sort of restriction in life, but they're like, no, you know, he shouldn't have to do that. And I'm like, well, why the fuck not? You know what I mean? And I don't know. It's like, but maybe that's more of a, just a broken household than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why, like shout out like to you and other people who are parents. Cause I know there's books and stuff like that, but like, there's no concrete
right
way to raise a child.
Yeah.
And I mean, feel free to correct me if I'm wrong. But the reason why I say that is because, like, there's people like, oh, you shouldn't hit your kids.
Right.
Because it will cause this, this, and that. But, like,
I got my
mom.
Beat.
Yeah, my mom hit me and my mom hit my brother. And we turned out very responsible. We got our lives together, this, totally. this, and that. But then at the same time, there's plenty of kids who also got hit and then this, and that. Yeah. Same thing how it's like, well, you're supposed to discipline by doing this, and that. Mm-hmm. And you got plenty of cases where it's kids. And obviously, there's so many factors that go into.
But I'm with you, though. It almost feels like. So I have a friend, I feel like she never disciplines.
You got hit, you didn't finish college, you got hit, you got lupus and your comic.
Yeah, but I had the lupus before I got hit. Well, I was they coming were punching out of the womb with lupus. We just didn't know about it.
Well, I do feel like spankings let me know that there was consequences in life, right? Like if I do something bad enough that there are repercussions to things, as where I've seen my friend's kids talk back to adults like I knew if there was an adult talking, I had to shut the fuck up, right? And I couldn't be in that conversation. But I've seen some of these, like some of my friends' kids where they're like, well, why are you guys even da-da-da? I'm like, where the fuck did you come from? You know what I mean? Or what?
Johnny,
you know?
Clean your room. Shut up, Bernice. And you're like, oh, shit.
I just think that if you had to hit your kids, it means you are weak with psychological warfare.
I guess.
Like, you got to psychologically go at it.
So with my mom, she at first – would hit us, but then she would always make a face before she would hit us.
Right,
and that
right.
face was like, it registered in our brains like, okay, face plus continuation of action
right.
equals bad things.
Exactly.
So then she got to a point where she didn't even have to do anything. She'd just make the face and they'd right. be like, all right, no, you right. No, you right,
did
my
you
bad.
I've managed to do that though without I can do the same thing, but I've never
this.
Hit Sierra.
Sierra's a very...
And she knows I will never hit her.
But Sierra's a very different, I think, individual where she's very, like, very respectful. Well, not very respectful because she cuts me out, it feels like. Yeah, she's sassy as shit.
She's sassy.
Yeah.
But that's the age.
Also, fuck you for saying my mom has weak psychological shit.
You know what, though? My mom, she was psychological and physical. Like
your mama doesn't know how to do psychological warfare, all right?
I remember my mom.
Yeah, she does. She would say some shit and then walk off and be like, yo, fuck.
Yeah, for real. Like,
why didn't you just hit me?
My mom hurt me, okay?
Honestly, that's more abusive than physical attacks. At least the physical wounds heal. Like,
yeah.
You doing shit that comes back. I'm 26 and
dude,
I'm still
she's in therapy. She's fine. I think here's what I think. I think books do lay it out.
Good advice.
They're good. Look, I think they spell out clearly. So if you hit your kid, these are the potential damages, and these are the potential rewards. If you don't, here's the potential damage. They lay out so it's your choice on which path you want to go.
So it's like the choose
there,
your story.
There are, but there are basic like people like to say, well, you can't. There's no set way that you should. Well, depends how you want them to turn out.
Yeah.
Like there is a way to teach a kid to sleep. They have books and studies that they did, and they're like you. So when you're complaining about your kid being clingy,
right?
You didn't follow the recipe. Like it's a clear. It's not. Even hard.
You know what? One thing that kind of blows my mind is like breastfeeding when they're like five and shit. Like, there's some people who breastfeed a long time, and I'm just like,
well, when is breastfeeding supposed to end?
Yeah, isn't it?
I don't know anything about. I don't like.
I mean, I would think like
I stopped
before they have teeth. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? You don't want to like not.
Well, that's why a lot of them stop, because they bite. They
bit, when is it too late to stop breastfeeding? Probably when he says, "Hey, this titty is sour."
There's no, I mean, they as long as it's healthy. I mean, it helps them as long as you want to do it. As long as you want to do it,
like, you know what I mean.
And well, I guess there's a point that it doesn't become as beneficial after a year. They can get the vitamins, but they do get antibodies. I mean, but like Finn got cut off.
Yeah,
he chomped on Gretchen
Ooh.
One night, and she's like, "You're done."
Yeah,
it was on. Good. She was done with that. And Willow was the same thing. It started like, but never like no. Finn
Silas was
bit
like,
her.
My titty.
It's
how young can you be lactose intolerant? Because I'm just picturing a child be like, "Yo, you got soy in those titties? Like,
you got to take a shit." It's like,
you got almond? Which one's?
It's running through.
You can't
be
allergic to breast milk.
You can't?
You can't?
Lactose is only from cows.
Oh,
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. Well. That's why you can drink goat's milk. Cow is the worst milk, and that's what you give everybody.
I'm surprised there's not some, like, super progressive coffee shop that isn't just like, we got all your alternatives. We got soy, we got coconut, we got titty, we got oat.
I think there are
some woman in the back just like squirting really? It.
I think there are.
There's gotta be.
Yeah.
There's gotta be.
I mean people will donate breast milk because they believe in it.
People eat placenta, so I wouldn't put it past somebody.
Yeah, that's true.
Have. Yeah, so fuck, man.
Season that shit first.
So gross. So
dude, I had a comic who said, like, do you remember the AFK Tavern in
Atlanta.
This is the thing that bugs me about comics. Like,
what happened in that place?
Didn't the place
close down?
Yeah, they were just like, the landlord was like, "Well, we're gonna close," and we're like, "No, we have a lease." They're like, "Take us to court. You're closing."
Wow.
Like, well, okay,
that's crazy.
Like, so they're like, "Oh, we'll find something that you broke in this lease, and we'll kick you out." So
that's
let's
nuts.
Just save the trouble.
So kind of like it had its own parlor moment.
Yeah. But they serve food in the bar, and it was there. Like, get comics to just go like, "Can you just not do a gross joke?"
Yeah.
Like, while people are eating, that's the one thing they just don't. People want an appetite. They want to eat. It's not like underground where it's like just shitty food, right?
Right.
Like, you're doing people a favor.
This is a restaurant.
Talking about something more delicious like placenta.
So I had a comic do a placenta joke there, and I'm like, "Fuck, I said don't." And like, I always had where people talk about, "Oh, I had this big shit that I had to take." Like, I don't understand how you can't, like, as an adult, I started comedy like when I'm 38, right? Yeah. So I was like, I understood when I go into a restaurant, "Oh, maybe I shouldn't do like gross jokes, like just as common courtesy."
Mm-hmm.
And then people will just like, "Oh no, why should I be censored? You're trying to censor me?" I'm like, "No, they want to eat a fucking Salisbury steak."
Yeah.
And you're doing a shit joke.
Totally. Yeah, you're talking about maggots and shit in there.
I was actually talking to someone recently about that show that you used to do. Because it always makes me laugh when I think about it. We got there and there was like people already there eating dinner.
Yeah.
And then you got on stage. You're like, "Hi, everybody. So we're going to start the comedy show. Just a couple ground rules. One, please keep your table talk to a minimum, because it's super rude if you interrupt everyone's sets with your table talk." And I just remember in that moment thinking to myself, like, they're not interrupting our sets with comedy. We're interrupting their dinners with comedy. Like, where do we get off being like, "Hey, man, I know you were here first."
Right.
That's a majority of our shows, right?
Like, comedy most of the time is in front of people who didn't know
didn't
comedy.
Want to be there.
Which, when they laugh, it just means so much more.
Totally. Yeah.
But it's also just like, I always find that funny when that announcement's made. It's just like, "No, we're interrupting them. Yeah. They were here first."
What's been the worst? Okay, what's been everybody's worst experience of they're stopping everything you're doing and then you have to go up and tell jokes?
Oof.
I would say mine.
The first show you put me on.
Oh my God.
It was
this
fundraiser for this breast woman gives breast cancer.
Oh shit.
And they're like talking about, "Okay, we're going to like, we're going to save you. And we're going to all this stuff." There. Like, "So we're going to start this off with some comedy." I texted Manny right now. I'm like, "You motherfucker." That was the most awkward. I've heard about all these moments of funerals or whatever. Yeah. They're like, "Oh, we thought a comedy show would be good."
I can't remember the worst time, but one of the worst. It's not an interesting story, but just trenchers.
doing trenchers where if you're listening, if you don't know what it is, it's just like a sports bar. Yes. But it's always a pretty hard show to do because they don't turn off the
TVs. That's right.
And it's a sports bar. And I remember the day I did it, the first time I did it.
Yeah.
It was like in the middle of the NBA playoffs.
Ooh,
and there was a bunch of fans of the game going on. And it was just like, yeah, of course they're not going to stop watching the game. And then just like this was at the time where I was newer, so I thought yelling for every joke was a good idea. So it's just like KD gets fouled in between like the back of me yelling I have lupus and shit. It's just like, yeah, of course you ate. Of course you bombed, Chris.
Dude, I remember. So I love Amani. I love James and like Dylan and all them. But yeah, they put me up at, I don't even remember where the place was, but it was literally like that where it was like, oh, there's shit going on and you're not going to turn off any of the TVs. I was like, I'm just going to narrate what's going on the TV.
I just don't understand the idea that people walk into a place like, hey, we should do comedy here.
Yeah.
Like, and one of the bar even says, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Or they'd be like, why are you so desperate for a space to do, like, put on a show?
Right.
To go pick. Like, I loved that Don't Tell show.
Oh, the Don't Tell show's so fun.
So
fun.
Like, I don't get what. There's, what, 20 people? Maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like 20, 30
people in a little room with bikes around. But they were all there just to watch a show.
Yeah.
And that's so much better than like being in a bar with a bunch of, even though, you know, you get paid a couple hundred to be in these bars in Yakima doing a show that they don't really care about.
Mm-hmm. No.
And it's like that show was just so much more fun to have people.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather be in that intimate setting, you know, barely getting paid than be in front of 1,000 people who weren't paying attention to you know what I mean? It's like,
I will say going to a venue like a sports bar and they don't turn off the TVs is 100 times better than doing a show at a sports bar where they did turn off the TVs.
Oh, and everyone's mad?
And everyone is just
That's
pissed.
I'll tell you what the worst was for me. I didn't even remember. I just remember this one. So it was me, Chris Rodriguez, and this guy, Paul Rodriguez. And Seahawks are playing. It's our playoff game against like North Carolina. It's against the Carolina
Panthers.
It's always
during the playoffs.
Holy shit. And I just remember like the game was in the third quarter, still kind of close, and barely anybody in there, but clearly somebody got dragged there because they had free tickets, whatever.
Yeah.
And Chris Rodriguez goes up, just eats it. You know what I mean? Just because, you know, they're like, all right, well, fuck, you just turned off our game. You just were showing it right here. You turn it off. You know what I mean? I was like, why are you guys showing this in the comedy club, fucking assholes? So, literally, Chris is like, oh, fuck, man. All right, your next comic coming to the stage, Manny Martin, right? I go up there, and, like, whatever I said at first did not work. And then I was like, all right, I guess I have to fucking reach into the bag of jokes. And then, like, just fucking started, like, getting them on board. But, fuck, they were not with it for, like, the first, like,
they did that at Parlor Seattle once. They, like, it was, like, some, I think it was preseason or something.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, oh, well, we'll just put on the game until the show starts. And I was like, why the fuck would you do that?
They do that.
You just reminded,
I remember,
you just
I've been to a show
everybody.
At the Parlor where they did that. Yeah, they had the TV thing, and then they just wrote it up when the show started.
Like a Thursday night show during Thursday night football. I'm like, you are fucking assholes for doing this shit.
Like and then you see the guys who like didn't want to be there,
yeah,
but were dragged to. They're like, oh, well, the game's on, and they're happy for a little bit.
Right.
Like, oh.
I remember a couple years ago, I did a quote unquote show. It was basically like it was a booked open mic at Blue Moon.
Mm-hmm.
And this was at the time when the Seahawks were still having enough fresh off of the Super Bowl, but like maybe two seasons after where everyone was still believing that Seahawks were going to go to the Super Bowl every year. So like during then, that was like everyone was still a fan.
Right.
And like not just the people you expect to be into football. Like literally
right,
like you go to a grungy bar and there's like a dude making fair trade like a ukulele or some shit. And he's like, go Hawks. Like it was like at that time.
Yeah.
And like it was, I'll never forget, it was the game where it was the Seahawks and Falcons and it ended up going to like being decided by a field goal.
Oh shit. Yeah.
And it was already past the show supposed to be starting.
Yeah.
But the owners of the bar were like, we're not starting the show until the game is done. Like, this is too good of a game. And it's just like, no one knows sports in this bar. Have you seen what this bar looks like? This is not a sports bar. And they're like, well, we're watching the game. It's like, all right. And I can't remember if it was one of those the Seahawks lost because of the field goal or the, no, it was the Falcons because it's the Falcons. They always lose in the most bullshit way possible. And it was like the game. No, it was the Seahawks who lost, I believe. Because I remember the field goal went and like everyone being in the room sad. And I'm someone who I'm a very petty sports fan. So when like, and that was during the height of the Eagles being shitty. Like, it was one of those, like, when my teams are bad, I need your teams to be bad.
There's a lot of people like
so
that.
So when everyone, just the depression swept in the room, I just, I loved it. Like, 5% of my lupus was cured that moment. And then they turned off the TVs. And then I remember, I think it was PGK was like, all right, we're going to start the comedy show.
Oh my God. I remember that fever was the, that was the point where Dave and Angela broke down and like made a Seahawk drink. Because they would not acknowledge the Seahawks for so long. Cause they like they don't care anything about football. It would ruin Saturday nights for them because if there was a Sunday like game, like early morning game, nobody would come to the late show.
Really?
Like, yeah. Because people are like, well, we gotta prep. What the hell? And so they would like, they never cared. And one day I go in there and they have like a Seahawk drink. And I was like, you sellouts. They're like, we got it. It's we have to do it.
Yeah, there's just so many of those horror stories. Like the worst is always those corporate gigs where it's like everybody's just partying. They're all mingling. I had Silas do one of those with
Thank God I've never been asked for a corporate gig.
So bad.
I know it's good money and it's a good opportunity, but I just know I'm not the comic for it.
Seriously. It's like.
And thank God. I've never been offered to where I don't have to talk myself into it being a good idea.
Have you done a Christmas like party yet? See, once
I've only
those...
done the closest thing to like a holiday thing is like I did a New Year's Eve show once.
Okay. Once you see the checks for a corporate Christmas party, then you're like. Oh, okay.
Oh, no, no. That's why I'm saying, like, I would take it.
You're like, no, I'm the comic for this.
I'm saying, thank God I don't have to do the whole, like, no, you can do this. You can do it. You haven't done that joke in 4 years, but it's still clean. You can do this.
I did. I had back-to-back horrible corporate shows. Like, I remember, literally, they gave me the wrong name of the company, so I'm just up there saying the wrong name, and it's just going horrible. And the lady, like 10 minutes into my 30 minutes, that was like, you could just stop now if you want to. All right. And this is like 7 or 6 or 7 years
remember,
ago.
Remember the parlor where they put the stage, like they had it in the back. I forget. Yeah. It was the one that I did because there were just like 3 tables up front and everyone else was walking. They didn't know a show had started or that there was comedy there. Mm-hmm. They have the whole place rented. Everyone's playing billiards and drinking and talking. And I was like, I don't know how the salesperson gets them to always just add in a comedy show.
They're like, that'll be fine. It only costs you this. And so.
And I'm like, this is horrible of me just talking here. I'm just.
Yeah.
Well, because like I feel like at corporate shows, no one wants to laugh because HR is there. Right. And you're with your coworkers. Mm-hmm. So you're just nervous about like being real about what you find funny.
Yeah.
And then it's also like, no one's ever informed. You're not going into it expecting comedy.
Right.
And then, of course, the moment people pay attention is the worst moment of the joke to pay attention.
Exactly.
And it just, it's
like, what? Dude, I don't get that. Why is that funny?
So right after that lady cut me off, I was like, you know what? I got one next week. I'm going to come back even stronger. Fuck these people, right? So I walk in. I got all my jokes prepared. I'm like, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to roll into this. I got it. I know how to get through this 30-minute set, whatever, right? I knew the company name. I'm like, I walk in. The lady's like, hello, Manny. Very nice to meet you. I just want to let you know that nobody is actually from America, so we may not get all your references, but if you talk slow enough, it should be okay. And I was like, what? So I get up on stage, and literally it was right before an open mic, so all the open micers are watching me bomb for like 30 minutes just laughing their asses off.
Yo, I think I came to that open mic, and you were telling me about that. You were like, yeah, I just ate shit for a corporate gig.
It was awful.
You're like, y'all watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah, oh my. The worst was, though, like, never, if you ever do a corporate gig, never give the drunk girl the microphone to make an announcement. There was a girl who was literally, she like, I'm already tanking because nobody is clearly paying attention.
Right.
And she's like, give me the mic. I was like, okay. She's like, has anybody seen my phone? If anybody finds my phone, I will blow anybody in the office for my phone. Thank you. Good night. And then she passed me back the phone. I was like, I would like to see that. I don't know if anybody. So I was like, you
Everyone's
let me know if
pulling their phone yeah, out. Exactly. Is this yours? Is
so. I was like, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I found my new closer. I just find the drunkest white right. woman and have her offer fellatio. For
it, it's. I mean, the only thing you can really ever do to be successful in those scenarios is try to get some backstory on people, like find mm-hmm. out who the managers are. I usually find out who HR is, and I have everybody boo that person. You know what I mean? Just like, you know, you just have to have fun with them. You, mm-hmm. they want it to be more about them than they want it to be about you. They really right. don't care about your life story, a lot of your jokes, even if they are written wonderfully. You know,
that's true.
Yeah, they literally just want you to talk shit about the boss that
it
they
is,
can't talk shit
it
about.
It is funny in this, like, I think a lot of people start off thinking how much, like, oh, I can tell my story or I got this thing.
Right.
You have to hit a point to realize it's not about you mm-hmm. and nobody cares. They're like, mm-hmm. ultimately, yeah. they're not here. No one's buying a ticket for you.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
literally. I mean, especially, yeah, with these corporate gigs. Nobody bought a ticket to come see you. They bought a ticket to come hang out with each other, maybe fuck up and sleep with somebody from the office. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then you just, they literally want to hear you talk shit about the boss or whoever else they don't like in the office, Tammy, whoever.
That's why I feel like the more someone, like, for example, does comedy and mm-hmm. the more they learn by doing shows and stuff like getting doing different shows like yeah. that and all that, the more they realize why people sell out
mm-hmm.
and why and become less judgmental of that.
That's right.
Because like at first you're like, no, I would never want to sell out. This is about the art. This is about craft and perfecting the craft. And after a while, you're just like, oh, word. Okay. Yeah. Sometimes people don't want an Adele. They want a Carly Rae Jepsen. Like,
totally.
Just,
yeah.
And just, you know what? Fine. If that's you're paying me enough.
100%.
I don't have to do this. It's like that Patton Oswalt joke where he talks about doing Tulip Casino.
Yeah, yeah.
Where he's just like, yeah, for every time that I'm being all this artsy, just know, and just right behind me, is this sellout paycheck just waiting for me.
Totally.
And say, yeah, I get it.
Yo, I mean, like, literally, you think about it, for one night, somebody's getting like 50 grand for some shit. Can you imagine that? Yeah. Like, some people don't.
Well,
yeah.
I was going to say, what you're saying, I think that one of the reasons the Real Nerds show works at Emerald City
mm-hmm.
is because... because I force everyone there to like, you got to talk about nerdy shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like there, it makes it about the audience.
Right.
It's more about their interests, mm-hmm. and so you're not, you don't have the time up to come and say like, oh, this is my life story. You know,
right.
Like, no, we got to get right to like, give me your Game of Thrones joke because yeah. that's why they're here. They want to hear something about what they love,
yeah,
not
they
about
hear
what you love.
About video games, comic books. They yeah. want to know about
right.
You know, so, yeah, man.
I have a question. What's so that? You're from Florida.
Yeah.
Why the fuck are you an Eagles fan?
My family's from Philly. Okay. So my mom and everyone on, like all my aunts and uncles on my mom's side were born and raised in Philly. My brother was born in Philly, raised there for a little bit. And my mom and dad met in Philly.
West Philadelphia?
North Philly.
Okay.
Yeah, North Philly. Fuck you. So like, yeah. So my dad still, he lives in Jersey. And then my aunt, she no longer lives in Philly. She lives in Bristol, which is outside of Philly. But one of my uncles... he still lives in Philly. He's one of those. I was born in Philly. I'm going to die in Philly.
Right.
And so, like, and every year I would go to Philly to visit my mm-hmm. family. So because of that, I just adopted. Like, my brother was a Philly fan. My mom, she wasn't really into sports, but she would follow, like, whenever mm-hmm. the Eagles were doing well.
Right.
And I was just like, so I just got it through my family.
So, but even though you were like, I mean, who did everyone around you root for?
In Florida, Bucks.
Okay.
But
the Bucks, because the Bucks were hot when I was little, and then they become... the ultra garbage franchise that God intended them to be.
So let me ask you this. Being from Philly, how did you feel about Bill Burr's rant? I mean, this is years ago.
Oh, it's on point.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
But I'm also someone who, because I grew up in Florida and everyone always loves the shit on Florida and this and that, because of that, I've realized that having pride to a certain level of where you're from
right.
is inherently stupid.
Right.
Because every, like, everyone's just like, when people make fun of me, like, Florida has a lot of weird shit. I'm like, well, Washington also has a lot of weird shit. They're like, no, we don't. And it's just like, yeah, you do. You're just fucking stupid and you don't pay attention to that. Like, people are like, Washington's a great state. I'm like, drive 10 minutes outside of Seattle.
Yeah.
And then tell me that Washington is still a great state. You just have nature to distract you from the fact
exactly.
that this is a shitty place that only has one city with stuff to do in. Like, right. that's it.
I don't know if this is true, but I recently heard something. The reason we hear so much about Florida stuff is because the laws
yes,
there
yes, that's,
allow yeah. them to discuss these arrests that were made where the privacy laws are so tight in other states like Washington that you just don't hear about the guy, you know, that stole the elephant.
There's a transparency law where all public government documents are open to the press. So like the press can access like city council logs, stuff like that. And obviously they can access like local criminal records.
Right.
And so whenever it's a slow day for a Florida publication, which happens to be every day, I guess, they just look up the local criminal records. So it's not that there's more crazy people in right. Florida. Mm-hmm. It's just there's more transparency about it.
Right.
And so there's a lot of crazy people here in Washington. We only hear about it when they do really crazy shit.
Like
murder 36 people across the country, aka Ted Bundy.
But also, like, Florida's population is pretty grandiose, right? I mean, it's like, is I would say it's them, California, and Texas.
Yeah.
But I think California and Texas probably just don't have those transparency laws.
So. Yeah. Because Florida has all of the northern people who have moved south.
Right.
It has all of the people who like who came from like Cuba or Haiti or like the Caribbean. It has all of the rednecks who have always been there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it has just like just people.
So what like. I guess where's
And then also the like the youths because of all of the colleges. Yeah.
Okay. So where were you? I guess in comparison to like Miami-Dade.
So I was right in this in the like Central Florida area.
Okay.
And the Central Florida people always say the more northern you get in Florida, the more southern it gets.
So because I mean you got Georgia and everything else.
So it gets
there,
really really redneck, and a lot of people don't realize there's like especially in Central Florida and Northern Florida, there's a lot of cow pastures, there's a lot of farms.
Okay.
It's really like a lot more country than people think. People just think it's just one long beach and cocaine, when in actuality, that's just South Florida. Well, there's cocaine everywhere, but like mostly South Florida.
I thought it was all Everglades.
It's just all Everglades, cocaine, and beaches. Miami. And so
Puerto Ricans can just move to Florida if they choose to.
Well, they're American, so they can move to anywhere.
Yeah, they can move anywhere, but they just go straight to New York for some reason. I don't know why.
It's so interesting because I would think like, if you really want to swing the tide of an election, you would come to Florida, set roots there, and then try to turn it blue, right? But
I don't understand why there's the connection between New York and Puerto Ricans and Dominicans. Like, I've been wanting it because it makes no sense to me. Because I think it's like they get to Florida, and I guess they're like, no. And they're just like, well, we're not going to go to all these middle states.
Just opportunity. I think there's so much
opportunity.
Yeah,
and New York is also known as the land,
and
the city of opportunity.
And early on when immigration happened and everything was through Ellis Island, I think that's probably, you know, everything was through Ellis Island at first.
Right.
So you had a lot of populations of different setting up
there. So Puerto Rico probably had to travel after.
And people had to go like, oh, well, I want to be around some of my people. And so you go to New York and it just starts a cycle of being there.
And then you have
family. And then West Side Story came out. And then
then exactly. We just thought that's where we were supposed to be. But yeah, Central Florida, it was this weird mixture of like very suburban and also country at the same time.
Okay.
So it would be like literally like new suburban communities being built right next to just acres of nothing.
Oh, shit.
And then like over time now, like my hometown of Lakeland, over time, those like it will literally be like a townhome neighborhood.
Right.
And just literally everything around it is just empty. It's been like it used to be trees that have been torn down to become townhomes in 10 years.
So,
and then now over time, like when I come back, I'm like, oh, shit, they built that. They built more neighborhoods.
Yeah.
There's a Buffalo Wild Wings now. Good for them.
I guess that's how Bellevue used to be. Bellevue
really?
Was majority farmland owned by Kemper Freeman. And literally his kid built on the land and.
Interesting. Fucking,
that's where Bellevue is now.
Yeah, so that's what like a lot of Central Florida is like. And then it's also Central Florida, like the good thing about my hometown, the cool thing was like you can go to Tampa where all of the better beaches are, or you can go to Orlando where like Disney World is, Universal.
Right.
I mean, Tampa also had Busch Gardens, which is a good theme park, but like obviously who doesn't want to go to Disney World?
You ever been to like Nickelodeon Studios out there?
Hmm?
You ever been to Nickelodeon? Wasn't
that
out there?
Yes, but okay. I never got to go there when Nickelodeon was shooting shit there.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I have friends growing up who were like, yeah, I got slimed at the Nickelodeon studio. And that's, like, the ultimate flex that you could say. Like, yeah, bitch, I got slimed. Yes, I'm suffering from a cocaine addiction right now. But I got slimed when I was 5. It's like, yeah, you're right. You
Dude,
won.
Nickelodeon was everything, man. My biggest letdown in life was that I never got to do a Nickelodeon toy run. So, like, what I've always wanted to do is create a TV show called I Missed That Moment, and then we recreate that moment for adults, right? So, it's like, you always wanted to do something. Like, you always wanted to play, like, a game show, like Legends of the Hidden Temple, which was, like, a game show on Nickelodeon. We recreate that and have you go through it as an adult, you know what I mean? Try not to get you, like, crippled or nothing by, like, jumping off of shit.
That sounds like adult Make-A-Wish with no diseases.
Yeah, totally. That's all it is.
I was like, I always wanted a threesome. Never got one.
Oh, okay. Well, so you're in luck, sir. Here we go.
Yeah. I wanted the threesome to be with Amanda Bynes and Britney Spears. Like, well, one of them is available.
So let me ask you this. If you guys could have been on any game show growing up, what would it have been?
I was actually talking about
Top three.
Definitely Double Dare.
Okay.
Definitely Double Dare. I want to say Guts.
Oh, yep.
But if I was in the physical shape to be in Guts, I have a bad knee, so I can't. Yeah.
I always used to root for the black kid no matter what. And then when you see him win every event and then, like, win the final thing.
They will make him lose in the end because, I mean, come on, America doesn't want a black winner.
Exactly. I'm like, God damn it, Jamal, you didn't fucking hold up that trophy.
I mean, it was the 90s, and, like, the 90s was progressive, but, like, in weird ways.
Yeah.
But they also weren't fully there yet. So, yeah, the black kid wasn't going to win. And honestly, just those two. Because I know there was a Legends of the Hidden Temple, but I wasn't that big about it.
No, I wasn't. There used to be a game called Nick Arcade, but after I knew how it was done, I was like, that's all bullshit. So, but yeah, probably Guts, Double Dare, and then I'm trying to think if there was anything else that was just like, I don't know if there was any other standout games. What about
Double
you?
Dare was the only game show that made me unhappy that I was living in a divorce family. Because Double and Triple Dare was all about, look how perfect our nuclear family is.
Yeah, exactly.
We're getting slimed together.
You can do it.
There was never a family that was like, this is Mary with her son and her daughter, and then Bryce, her boyfriend. Like, it's just never, it was never like that.
What about you? Did you have any games growing up?
I only watched,
you were probably too old for it.
Double Dare, so right. I watched Double Dare, but then it was like, I'm thinking like, we used to watch Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune is
my grandmother, may she rest in peace, loved Will of Fortune. And I used to watch it with her all the time.
Man.
And I still fuck heavy with that show. I love Will of Fortune.
My show was always Price is Right. Like, the summers where my mom didn't have babysitters, like, we had to stay with family friends. And they were older. And we'd have to watch Price is Right every morning. And I'd be like, damn, they almost got the whole thing. You know what I mean? Or they overbid and just spinning that wheel. Yeah.
$1. I'm like, oh, you're going to bitch us out. Like,
you're right. And then what's his name?
It's called strategy.
Right. Holding that little ass like microphone. And he'd be like, oh, God, what's his name?
Bob Barker.
Yeah.
The Price is Right. Yeah, always a thin microphone.
Yeah.
That was a weird.
And then he'd always say, remember to have your pets.
He was very like
adamant.
It was to the point where it was kind of weird.
Yeah. Was he trying to fuck them?
Yeah. It's like, I'm trying to fuck these dogs without condoms. What?
Oh, he was sleeping with the hostess there. Like,
really?
Well, they came out like this woman tried to say, I was getting sexually harassed. And he popped on. Yeah. We had sex a lot.
Wow.
We were on it. Like, no, that was a consensual sex all the time.
No shit.
In the dress. Like, yeah. He was like out there. I don't know. Yeah, I'm old. Nah, he was like 70. He was like, yeah, she's 25. She's hot. I had sex with her.
You mean an old white man who was alive before they were told to stop doing whatever he wanted?
Man, that's wild. It's crazy. If you just knew all the shit that happened in Hollywood, fucking crazy. I told you about the Charlie Murphy story, right? With when he first got out the Navy and went to the club?
I think so.
Okay, yeah. It's fucking good story, man.
Okay, and so then, and you host a podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is that? What's the name of that?
So, co-host Stoop King's podcast with Abraham Tedesa, fellow comic.
He's still alive?
He's still alive. He just doesn't answer his phone.
I don't see him.
I wonder who that is.
Right, whatever. Fuck you guys. He goes hard, though.
Yeah, he's about it. Abraham won't answer his phone until for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then he'll be the most responsive person in the world.
Yeah.
But he'll respond about things you weren't even asking him. Like, hey, man, you free Thursday? And then, like, you won't hear about him for days. And then finally he respond like, yo, have you heard about Syria? And it's just like, That wasn't what I asked you.
Yeah. What does he do for a living?
He works at this, like, medical consultants company.
Okay.
We actually work in the same building, so we'll run into each other.
I saw him walking down the street one morning.
Yeah.
I saw you downtown, too, I feel like,
did
one
we?
Morning.
No, that was a different brown person.
No, I feel like it was, because I saw you, and then I saw Cameron Mazuka. And it was just like, I was like, all these.
Oh, shit. I think I remember this.
Yeah. It was like a while back.
So Stoop King's podcast available on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Audio Boom.
How often is that?
whenever we record, that's basically what it is. Like, whenever we record, but we just kind of we'll either have comics on or just be us two, and we're just kind of like the whole vibe of the show is basically like if you're just shooting the shit with two urban kids,
okay,
but not like hood kids, like more ghetto than The Gap, but we're definitely not on BET.
Right.
We're UPN. We're UPN. Okay, UPN was like suburban urban.
Right.
That's
when the Wayans brothers were on there.
Yeah, what it is.
Now, I feel like this is the question, like, people are like, oh, Silas, you're Jewish, right? And I'm like, no, in my act, I said I'm not Jewish. Yeah. I have a specific line. You're not black, right?
Yeah, I'm half Dominican, half Puerto Rican.
Okay.
So you're technically
like,
black.
But so, and that's the thing where like, it's so growing up in Florida, it's Spanish. Everyone who's Latin is like, no, we're Latin. We're not black, we're Latin. But then if you go to New York and you talk to like a Dominican be like, well, yeah, I'm black, but I'm Spanish.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm black. Right. And the whole idea of Afro-Latino is a big thing.
So not African-American. You wouldn't identify as African-American.
No.
For sure. Okay.
And, like, it's something that, like, my whole life I thought, and not like, ooh, I don't want to be, but more in the sense, like, no, like, I'm Latin, black, two different lanes. But then the older I've gotten, the more I've met people, and, like, it's, like, one of those, like, Afro-Latino is a new term that's been floated around. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those like, oh shit, am I this the whole time?
So tell me, so about our like our other crush besides Rachel Maddow, AOC, is she?
I think she's Puerto Rican.
Okay.
She's one of those.
Okay.
But she's not Afro-Latino. She's full Latino.
Okay.
But like, it's just one of those like, in the Northeast, they're very understanding and knowing of like, oh, you're both, but you're like this and that.
Right.
Like, for example, Cardi B is Dominican, but like she'll also identify as black and all that. Right. And a part of me is like, well, if I'm this, I might as well start identifying as that. Right. But I also don't want to because it's like I haven't been identifying as that my whole life.
Right.
So like now I feel like if I did, it feels like a cop out.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, now I can be this and that.
It's just funny because like, I used to have this joke that said I was not Jewish and everyone thought I was Jewish. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I literally said I'd not. And I've had a couple people recently go, well, Chris is black. And I'm like, have you listened to the set? He has the whole joke about not being black. Yeah. Like that's like the big part of it.
And it's funny because everyone is funny too because the people who, think I'm black are usually black.
Right.
So, like, and it's funny because they'll always be like, oh, yeah. And what doesn't help is that because I don't speak Spanish and I don't really understand Spanish that well, there's a lot of things of Spanish culture that I've missed out on and I don't connect with just because of the language barrier. So because of that growing up, there wasn't a lot of Spanish kids around me.
Right.
And since I didn't speak the language, I wasn't Spanish enough for them.
Right.
So because of that, I always just gravitated towards the black kids.
Right.
And since they thought I was black, they're just like, yeah, he's just one of us. And so because of that, like a lot of the times when in conversation, I'd be like, oh, yeah. Or like, hey, yo, remember like on Meet the Parkers where this and that? Or just like, yo, man, did you listen to the new Schoolboy? And it's like this and that. And then so because of what I'm talking about, my personality, like, oh, yeah, black guy. You're just light skin.
Yeah.
You're just like a lighter Drake. And then finally, I'm just like, oh, yeah, I'll say like something with a Spanish accent. They're like, oh, OK, this brother took, you know, study abroad. He went to Spain.
It's funny.
And then I'm like, I'm not black. And then they always look at me like I've been lying to them the whole time.
It's funny because everybody always thinks I'm mixed. They always think I'm half black, half white.
Nah, I knew you were.
Exactly.
You're a full breed.
And I, for real. And I feel like
you got your papers.
You're right. I feel like everybody like thinks that just because I speak like King's English. You know what I mean? Like as far as like you know enunciating everything. So
Cersei's English.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's Game of Thrones.
Oh, there you go. Okay. I was like, I don't know who the fuck he's talking about. But wasn't there another Cersei? Was that in like, I don't know.
I've heard the name before. When I heard it, I wasn't like, oh, this is a weird name. But I'm like, I can't think of another one.
I wonder how many Game of Thrones like people are going to start naming their kids. Like,
oh, that's already happened.
Oh, it's already happened. Okay.
That's already happened.
Yeah, but are you going to name them like Reek?
Maybe.
There's already women with cats named Khaleesi. Like, it's just, which is ballsy to name a person or a cat after a character in a show that hasn't finished yet? Because you don't know if the show's going to end and Khaleesi just rapes 9 children. you just named your daughter a rapist. That's exactly what you did.
I will say, so I named my son Finn.
Yeah.
Had I known, like, I hadn't watched the 100 yet, and I didn't know that the Finn character died. And I didn't, and I had forgotten that in Glee, there's a character named Finn that
dies. Who also dies.
I was like,
life.
I wouldn't have named him Finn.
Wow.
I totally would not have if I had known.
I thought you named him Finn after Star Wars.
Well, kind of, yeah. Oh, okay. But
it's working out. It's working out.
Like, yeah. So Finn better live. He better live. Because I'm like, oh, shit.
Or have a government
we're gonna
name
put
change.
A we're going to put a bubble around you.
No, Finn's going to live, but at the very end of episode 9, he's just going to look at the camera and goes, make the galaxy great again. He's like, ah, fuck.
You know,
oh, yeah, you're a Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
I do hope that Finn ends up with Rey, but I know, like, most people are like, no, I don't want. I'm like, I don't know.
I agree with everyone who's like, oh, like, for once, can we have a movie where the characters don't get together? Like I agree with that, where it's like, yeah, like, I understand. And, you know, it would be cool if they're just friends. But also at the same time, it's like, I don't give a shit about that.
Right.
I don't give a shit about if they get together or they don't.
Right.
There's been, like, flirty-ish stuff. But that's also just, like, I feel like just a very common when a dude sees a girl that he thinks is attractive.
Right.
At first, we're always like, yo.
And also, he's basically been around stormtroopers his whole life.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're a girl.
Yeah. So he's just like, yo, I want to hit that.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, like, how many brothers can say that they got a Jedi? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, shout out
First off, how many brothers are in Star Wars?
Exactly. Well,
Lando.
I mean, Lando. I never saw Lando
I'm
with
sure
a girl.
He's hitting
man.
A Jedi.
I mean, I'm sure.
Come on.
Maybe not a Jedi. Real.
No, are you kidding me? Lando was hitting all types of pussy.
Yeah, yeah. He was hitting them Sith Lords.
The green
you know I mean?
Stuff, the green ones, the blue ones.
Exactly.
That girl. The you know Twilight's. He was hitting it with that the blue one that played the piano.
Oh, everyone's going to hit the blue one. Are you kidding me? Who? What? Honestly,
no, the piano player
weird.
in the band.
Oh,
I was thinking about
not
Mass Effect.
The blue one with
not the dancer. Not talking the dancer. I'm playing.
I was thinking, like, was it weird that Mass Effect? You could have a love scene with an alien.
No, it was exactly what we've been wanting with Star Wars. That was exactly
yeah,
what that shit was. I remember I met in Mass Effect, I met the hookup with like the girl teammate.
Yeah.
But then I accidentally engaged in the conversation with the blue chick. And I was like, nah, she's got an ass. Just, you know.
See how this goes.
I'm okay with it.
Oh, man.
Okay, so Star Wars. With Star Wars coming up. How much do you try to find out before it comes out?
I'm not one of those where I tried to read the theories and all that. I just want to go in the movie and be dumb. Like, I just want to go in the movie, be a dumb person, and have everything revealed to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'll watch trailers because it's just like, I want to see stuff. But like with this new Star Wars, I know we're not supposed to talk about, but with Avengers, with the new one,
yeah.
I only watched the first big trailer that they released.
Oh, okay.
Everything new they've released, I purposely didn't watch because it's like, I just want to see enough to be like, am I going to see this movie? Which, even if it looked terrible, I'm still going to go see it.
Right. And that's how Silas has been lately, where it's like, I'll only watch the first trailer of whatever, but it's like, sometimes I'm just so drawn in, I'm like, oh, I get to see another piece of it, another piece. But it does. It ruins it for you.
Last night, they played two trailers back-to-back for Dark Phoenix. One was an IMAX exclusive, and then there was the regular one. And between the two, I was like, I just saw the fucking movie.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they played the same trailer twice?
It was a weird special IMAX trailer.
Oh, okay.
And then just a regular trailer for it.
Are you going to go see Dark Phoenix?
No. It looks
awful. I mean, I probably will.
I wanted to see it more until last night when I was like, I think I know every plot point now of this movie.
I just want them to scrap that timeline and just MCU take it over.
Well, that's why
I think that's what they're
going to
do.
I think this is like the
I think that that's why they didn't even call it X-Men. They just call it Dark Phoenix. But what they're going to do is, I mean, it sounds like they're probably going to give it like 7 or 8 years before they do X-Men.
No.
I'd say 5 at least. They don't think so?
It'll be soon, but not super soon.
Yeah, I think that they'll give enough time to die. Like, my wife is, like, obsessed with Hugh Jackman as Wolverine.
Oh, he's going to be hard to top.
Yeah, but
he's going to be very hard to top.
When you think about Wolverine as like, in the comics, he was only, like, 5'3" or 5'5" or something.
Super tall.
He was,
but you know
like
how
a,
our
like
society
mean,
is.
Like
we need tall people.
Yeah, I mean.
They need to get rid of him.
What's up?
They need to get rid of him. I mean,
Wolverine?
Just, the actor.
Just Hugh Jackman. Yeah, yeah. Just be old. Done. Like, yeah. It's going to be like 90 years old.
He's too old, but he still has the body of a 25-year-old who hasn't heard of a calorie.
Okay, I am actually like, are either of you Star Trek fans?
No.
A little bit.
So they have Patrick Stewart's coming back for a CBS exclusive show. It's supposed to only be like one season. But
how do you feel about it?
I'm just...
You worried?
I don't even want to say it out loud, but a lot of people express the fear of like, I don't want him to die like in the middle of filming this series. Which luckily they're doing it all in front. Yeah, he is old.
How old is he?
I don't know. Old.
Well, that's like whenever. But, oh no, sorry. Go ahead.
I was gonna say like I don't want to see Captain Picard look like Professor X in Logan. You know, I'm like, I want him with all his fat. When we last saw him, he was still on his game, still a kick-ass captain. I don't want to see him falling apart, and that's what I'm afraid of with it.
That's why, like, when people complain, like, for example, Suicide Squad turned out to be super shitty, but, like, when Suicide Squad was announced and Jared Leto was coming, and people were like, no, why? Because, what's his face?
Heath Ledger
just was the best. And I'm like, yeah, he was amazing.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, he's dead, so he can't make anymore. Mm-hmm. But it's also just like, why not allow new interpretations of shit that you like? Or just like, Jared Leto wasn't good because he didn't do it like Heath Ledger. Like, I wouldn't want you to cast a different person to do the same performance.
Right.
Add your own spin to it.
I mean, the new Joaquin Phoenix one.
I think Joaquin Phoenix is a weird enough dude to make that work. I think if that movie's bad, it's because it's made by the guy who did Hangover. Like, that's where it's going to fail. I think Joaquin Phoenix has the weirdness
to pull it off.
Exactly.
I'm fascinated by this movie. Like, I hope it is like what I
want. It looks like
it's
shot beautifully. And I mean, like, it shows you, this guy was tormented and kind of bullied and beat up and shit. And it's like.
I'm fascinated by the idea of somebody's descent into madness to become a supervillain. Because I don't think, as much as I like the Batman with Jack Nicholson, he was just like, he was a gangster, then he fell in some acid, and then he was like weird. Totally. But I like the idea because these super villains, to be what they are, they do have to be really
especially
crazy.
Especially the Joker, which in my opinion is he's one of the best superhero villains, my personal favorite, because he's just so, and like Dark Knight captured it so well. He's so like psychotic for just the sake of being psychotic. Yeah. Like, there's no purpose. There's no like, I want a lot of money, I just want to murder. Exactly. He's just like, I just want chaos.
Totally.
And like, to me, that's what I love about that character so much. So it's like, to see that descent, and people are complaining where it's like, Joker doesn't have an origin. Like, well, actually he does. He has multiple comic books where they do have an origin. Right. But there's also no settled origin story for the Joker. And then also, fuck you. Who cares?
Right.
Like, I've told you this many times where it's like, I'm a nerd and I love nerdy shit, but I fucking hate nerds because we complain about the stupidest shit.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's justified. Sometimes it's just the dumbest things where people are like, Joker doesn't have an origin. Who cares?
We just live in a culture right now where people are just mad to be mad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just you want to rant on a page. You want to upset or you want to be upset about something. And some of them are justified, but some of them are just like, fuck, there are so many bigger things in the world. Also, Patrick Stewart, 78, which is
78. That's impressive.
I think he'd be good. You're good for at least another
sitting down.
But like, I love the Logan movie. I did like that, but there is something a little sad. I wouldn't have minded just me imagining Professor X just going on in the stories. Right. I didn't need to see him become decrepit.
Oh yeah,
just like I was like, oh, this is a really sad story.
Yeah,
like, it's kind of depressing.
Which it's interesting because it's like it makes you start wondering as people get on in years, like 78, man. Like, is Joe Biden? How old is Joe Biden? Like. He's looking old.
Oh, he's old.
He's looking frail.
He would be the oldest present.
Yeah, and Bernie, man, he looks old as shit. Yeah. So.
Bernie's 112.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm just like, fuck, you better have a good VP.
That's why he's promising all these things. He knows he's not going to live long enough to work on it. Let's see your ruse. We were talking about it when we were doing Don't Tell together with like Last Jedi and the things that people were complaining about. Like, I remember I saw a YouTube video where this guy was like, here's why Last Jedi was a colossal failure. And I was at work and I was like, whatever, I'll watch it. Like, I'm not going to agree with this video, but like, I'm 50-50 about Last Jedi, but I was like, I'll watch it because just to see what people are saying about it.
Yeah.
And I remember one of the things was like, and the other thing that's stupid is the part where they just light speed the ship into the enemy fleet. Like, first off, if that's possible and that's a successful move, then why aren't they doing it all the time? It's like, well, there's a reason why only the Japanese were kamikaze, because you have to kill yourself to do it, you dumbass. No one wants to kill themselves. That's a good point. It's a last effort.
Right. Yeah. And I was thinking about that further, people, because then people would say, well, you just put them on autopilot. I'm like, well,
ships are expensive.
We can do that now, but planes aren't going into buildings all the time, right? Even though that's what some people want to do.
Right.
It's not as easy as it sounds. The resources, just pure resources to do it is impossible.
And then also another thing, too, was just like, they're like, well, also, it doesn't work because when you do hyperspeed, it does this, so technically it wouldn't work. And I remember thinking, like, are you arguing about the scientific logic in a movie about with lightsabers and the Force and talking aliens? Yeah. Like, I realize there's, like, for stuff like fantasy and sci-fi, there's a level of stuff that we have to be, like, accept as real in order to be along with the story.
Right.
But, like, at the end of the day, why are you arguing scientific semantics and stuff like sci-fi and fantasy?
Exactly.
Like, we walked into the movie willing to accept that not all laws of physics are going to be real.
Okay, I just saw an Star Trek Enterprise and rewatching some of it, and they had one of my favorite science fiction tropes of things where suddenly you're like your body's like cloaked or something, and you can put your hand through an object. Like, I can just walk through the wall for some reason.
Okay.
But they never go through the floor, you know? Like, for some reason, their feet never work. But I always cracks me up when they go there, because I'm always like, you should be falling right now. But okay, we're just accepting it. So you can go through the wall, but not through the floor.
Have you watched the new Twilight Zone?
Yes.
What are your thoughts?
I'm not totally caught up, but.
Well, let's start. First episode. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
Do you need $6 a month for it? Or
no, I just I'm not really interested in Twilight Zone.
Yeah. But you're doing it? Oh, you stream it or
what
something.
What channel is it on?
It's on CBS, but
All Access.
But I have kind of
That's right, you're not a Star Trek fan.
I have a legal cable.
Whatever. Yeah. You know, it's very stylistic.
That's what I noticed. It's from a
very
cinematic.
Very stylized this time. Yeah. Where the original Twilight Zone never did that. Neither of the reiterations did that, but I do like it. It's interesting that they're, you know, the casting, because, you know, everyone made a big deal about Peele, said that he was like, I'm probably not going to cast a white lead actor because I've seen that story and Peele tripped out. And most of these are about, they are minorities, people of color that are doing most of the roles. Not all of them, but most of the stories have been the lead is not.
I mean, so far I think it's been a Indian guy, a black woman, and an Asian guy.
Except, and then Asian, there was a white dude, but he was the bad guy.
Right. The white guy is the bad guy in the majority. Well, actually, Tracy.
That's believable.
Exactly. But it was, it's interesting. It's stylized, and it's different stories.
The first one's about a comic.
So, yeah. I want to watch that one. And also, I like Kumail. So.
Actually, the airplane one was a white guy. The main guy was a white guy.
Mm.
So
he wasn't bad.
I forgot about that one.
Also, I heard Kumail is going to be playing one of the characters in the Eternals movie coming up.
I don't know about the Eternals
movie. Oh, it's like the next Marvel chapter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, should be interesting. Shout out to him. That's pretty cool.
Shout out one of our favorite listeners.
You know what I mean? Can you imagine being a comic and then all of a sudden you're like, fuck, man, I'm just getting all these roles. I'm like,
he's having that spin of like when a nerd gets the physique of not being a nerd.
Right.
That they get all of the roles they wish they could have gotten.
Totally.
Where it's like, who's another one where they're like, they're actually like a huge, like Chris Pratt.
He's from out here.
Used to be like, he's from here. Like, used to be just like a goofball. And then Hannibal Buress has a great joke about it. On his latest tour he did, he was like, I'm working out and my fitness goal is not to get like get a six pack, but to have such a radical improvement in my fitness that people believe I deserve to get paid more. And he's like, but like Chris Pratt, or like even like Vin Diesel's a huge Dungeons and Dragons nerd.
Yeah, I heard about that.
But if you look at him, like, he gets all of the roles that nerds like would never get.
Right.
So it's just like Kumail's just looking more attractive to people, so they're giving him better roles now.
Man, my daughter was like, just noticed on the credits this time. She's like, Vin Diesel's Groot?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, it looks just like him.
Can you imagine just having like just one line repeatedly?
I am Groot.
I am Groot. And just like, you're getting paid millions for that shit, or maybe hundreds of thousands, whatever. Fuck, good for him.
I want to know how they, like, I'm curious if they have him suit up like they do Rockets.
Oh, like to possibly. See to, or no, they probably have like a skinnier out. Person just stand in. Or maybe
that's what I was wondering. I was like, yeah. Does he? Especially I don't know what he, I want to know like his involvement in it. If he's like, no, I just show up at a sound studio and say,
that's probably what Bradley Cooper does, huh?
Yeah, Bradley Cooper just goes to the studio.
They don't suit him up?
I don't think so.
Oh. Well, that's got to be a, kind of a good thing for him because he used to date Zoe Saldana.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Zoe Saldana. Bradley Cooper? Yeah, yeah, they used to be an item.
If you dress up as Zoe, okay, if you dress up as Gamora and you're white,
Dude, like is that blackface? That's probably green face.
Yeah, it's green face.
Yeah, is it green face?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's green face.
Okay, so that's allowed.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Yeah, you can't do like Mr. T and be
like.
Know,
I was wondering if that was a. I was like, oh, so is that a black costume now? Can you only do that if you're black?
You can't be Spencer O'Neill and be dressing up like Mr. T.
So, well, why can't you do white face and not do black face? Well, because y'all ruined it.
Exactly.
Y'all kind of went a little too much with it. If you can't do something now, it's because you ruined it.
Well, Chris, hey, it's been great having you on. We're like,
yeah, it was great being on. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's always nice to see you. People can check you out where?
Yeah, so follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Topher Mejia, TopherMejia. Website, ChrisMejia.com. I never update it with shows, so just follow me on Twitter and Instagram. I'll be able to, I'll be posting about shows there. When does this come out?
A couple weeks.
Couple of weeks,
no, a week
just,
from Wednesday.
Just follow me on social because, like, I could honestly with me, oftentimes like I'll have an empty month and then like a couple weeks later it's like super packed with shows.
Yeah, yeah.
So just follow me on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook. I have a Facebook page, Chris Mejia Comedy. So facebook.com/ChrisMejiaComedy because to do comedy you gotta have social media clout.
Yeah. For real.
Even though I don't do anything with my social Facebook. Page and
step about the Eagles. He posts about the
yeah,
Eagles.
Post about there the Eagles go. A lot. Also, listen to Stoop Kings on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Spotify. Also, like Stoop Kings on Instagram and Facebook as well. I mean, no, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Nice.
All right.
Black there? And a half.
Black and a half.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by, stand by, stand by, stand by. Join us. Impressive. Join us. Impressive.
Prosper and prosper.